You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And welcome, folks. Live radio, I love it. Hey, we can never get too much of pointless music, but yes, folks, we are here. We are here today. We are pushing through everything that's going on. You cannot hold America's Web Radio down. You can't hold On Point with Victor down. Listen, folks, we've got a lot to get to today, and I mean, boy, don't worry. I've got a few messages, things to say about the Michigan governor, and I've got a few things to say about the press conference yesterday, and then we're going to get into a timeline that I'm going to give you about Dr. Fauci and CNN and all this. I'm going to tell you about a new hoax that's evolving. Let's put it that way. But before I get into everything, I want to pause for a minute. I'm going to go to Legend Dave because we have a station announcement. So stand by and Legend Dave.
Well, I tell you, I've decided I know where that Legend Dave stuff came from. I'm older than Moses, so it's got to have something to do with old age.
You farted a sea or two in your time.
Yes, I have. Anyway, okay, there are a couple of things that I want to bring to everybody's attention, and the first is my buddy and good friend, General, and when I was in the service, I never thought I'd call a general a good friend and a buddy, because I didn't exactly associate with them, nor would they have stooped down so low as to have associated with me.
To grunt level?
To grunt level, exactly. But, General, I want to announce to everybody, if you didn't hear this on his show on Friday, General Dix, when was his show? Monday, I guess.
Monday.
I'm sorry. on Monday, that General Dix has been recalled into the service. And it was interesting. I was watching my station, Fox News. I like to watch Fox because they repeat what we do on here a lot of times. So I was checking on them to see if they were repeating it, but they weren't. They were just talking about the need in logistics of getting stuff to and from where it happens to be manufactured. This is everything from pharmaceuticals to equipment to mask, you name it, and it's a logistical nightmare of where do we send the stuff next. And the Army is the best at doing that, and the leader in that category is General Richard Dix, who happens to be our host on Remembering Desert Shield and Desert Storm. And General Dix is a very good friend, and we've gotten to be very close friends, as a matter of fact. And I want to wish him the best while he's deployed and away from the radio station. He will be back. He's already under threat of the mermaids from LA Fitness. He will be back on the air, and he will be practicing his Jodies while he's gone. But we don't know how long this is going to last. But, you know, you have to respect the military and our government in general. What they're doing is they're calling up the best of the best to attack this invisible enemy. And General Dix has quite a reputation for what he did during Desert Storm, and Desert Shield and Desert Storm, in working logistics of getting what was needed to the place it was needed. And so we take our hats off to him, and
take your hat off there, boy.
Yeah, right. We'll take the hat.
All right. Anyway, we do take our hats off and salute General Dix for what he's doing. With that being said, I have one more little piece of information. Tomorrow on Agent in Charge, Sandy Bostic, who was for many years in Homeland Security, and then he started out in the FBI and then went to Homeland Security and has quite a resume, as a matter of fact. And he emailed me today that his topic, this is going to be, as far as I'm concerned, totally fascinating. I can't wait for the show tomorrow. He's going to be talking about federal investigations, and he was involved in a ton of them, and most of them were in Russia, as a matter of fact. He was stationed in Russia for many, many years. His last, he was special agent in charge in El Paso. That was his last assignment. So this is a gentleman that knows A to Z on how the feds work, how they work in investigations. If you think you might be being investigated, he will talk about that. And it's just going to be a... I don't know of another station or network that do shows like we do. One other quick announcement is that we do the Master's Message now, and that's Master Shi Daru, that's a Kung Fu master. And she and I talked this morning, and we're going to start his shows every week. And his show is on Friday at 11 o'clock. We're going to start his show every week by doing a few minutes of meditation and then go into the message that he has for all of us, be it on mind over body, whatever it happens to be. That's what he'll be talking about. But I think the first thing is that what meditation can do for any and everybody, and doing it right, breathing right, taking in, just the right thoughts and how to do it. And we're going to start each show every Friday. It'll only be for two, three, four minutes, but that's all you need. And so tune in for our Kung Fu Master, Shi Daru. And you can look, it's S-H-I. D-E-R-U. He's known internationally. He's spoken at Harvard, Yale, all of the Ivy Leagues, and he's well respected throughout the world. And he was orphaned at three and taken in, and is a master in the art of Kung Fu. So pass that on to your friends, and we do thank you for listening, and look forward to having you listening.
That's right. He's an awesome guy. I mean, if you've never heard a Shifu or a master speak on a lot of things, he's a guy you want to listen to. So, and you know what, folks, I could say a lot of people could use a little bit of meditation. We got a lot of people out there that lets negativity run their lives, and when you feel like
meditation, not medication.
I mean, meditation.
You said medication.
You know, there's some that need medication too.
Or you might just have a good shot of whiskey. I don't know.
It might have been a Freudian slip, but you know, with what I got to talk about, there are some people that do need medication. But meditation is a great thing. And for those of you out there listening to me, especially my Democrat friends out there who are constantly arguing with people because you hate Orange Man Bad, because you hate a person so much that you're going to hate his wife, you're going to hate his kids, you're going to hate his family because you don't agree with him, you need to meditate. You need to get rid of those negative thoughts. You need to do something and channel in some positivity because, look, Orange Man Bad ain't going to be there. He's going to be there four more years, hopefully, by the grace of God. He will be reelected. But he's going to be gone, and you're going to have to live on. So if you're consumed with hatred because of one guy doesn't agree with you or you don't agree with him, that's sad. That's sad, and you're making your life harder. But anyway, folks, we got a lot to get to today, so let me do this. You are listening to America's Web Radio. This is On Point with Victor, and I am Victor Armendariz, and we have so much to get to today. I had a whole show planned out today, folks, because I have got to get to this, so I will get to it today, but I want to show you the new hoax that's coming, that's being portrayed. How do I put this? It's the new hoax that was pushed all weekend, and I'm going to get to this. It's what CNN is trying to do, and now MSNBC, ABC, NBC, CBS, all of them are jumping on board with this. The Democrats are jumping on board. You even have Never Trumpers jumping on board. But they're trying to put forth a new notion, which is a total fabrication and made up. And I'm going to show you how. I'm going to show you the timeline. I'm going to show you the timeline of Dr. Fauci, because what I'm getting at is this notion that Trump wasn't prepared, that everyone in the world was prepared except for President Trump. It's ridiculous, and I am going to point it out and show you how it's ridiculous and why it's wrong. We will get to that today. But I have to, you know, after what happened yesterday with the news conference. You know, Trump gives these daily news conferences. And, well, yesterday it was on full display on why Donald J. Trump was elected, why we the people, or many of us, put him in office. What he did yesterday and how he pushed back and how he fights the media and puts them in their place and will take them on and is not afraid of being challenged. Donald Trump yesterday showed why he is loved by so many. And why people like me who, look, I'm not a Democrat, I'm not a Republican, I mean, the last thing I want to be is an establishment, but I am an American citizen, and I am a freedom lover, I am a lover of liberty, I am a lover of individuality, and you can call me conservative, you can call me libertarian, you can call me independent, you can call me what you want, but you can't call me a Democrat, you can't call me a socialist, and you can't call me an established Republican. So with Donald Trump, what I've been trying to tell you guys before many, many times, he is not a Democrat and he's not a Republican. He was once a Democrat and he's been a Democrat long, long before he was a Republican. But in reality, he's not either. And maybe President Trump couldn't even tell you that himself. Maybe he doesn't think that way. But I am telling you as an astute observer of politicians and politics, I can tell you Donald Trump is neither Democrat nor Republican. You actually have a guy that's sitting there who cares about this country. You actually have a guy who has some good people around him who remind him about the Constitution. And for those of you Democrats out there who are losing your minds because of what he said yesterday, you just don't know. You don't understand yet still. You don't. Let me rephrase that. You don't understand, or you don't want to understand, how Trump handles the media. And how he plays the media, because he does it very well. But you're also, again, you're talking about a guy who's not a politician. And what people love about him, myself included, is that he will stand up and do a press conference, and he doesn't sound like a typical president. He's one of us in so many words. David?
And you were driving out here while he was doing it, but he put the icing on the cake today. And I went in and told Brett, after I had watched his conference with people that had recovered from the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like I said, he put the icing on the cake. There's no way that anybody couldn't say, this guy is genuine, he loves people, he loves America, and he could have been sitting in here right now, and he would be more comfortable probably than me.
Yeah.
And could, you know, he just asked the right questions.
Mm-hmm.
He showed concern. There was one lady that said, well, I had a problem before I got the virus, and that was I have Lyme's disease. Give me the White House doctor. Can I send her to the White House doctor? He sent her to
right.
the, I mean, he
mm-hmm.
took her to the White House
wow.
doctors, you know?
Yeah. Well,
he's genuine.
He is.
And I keep telling you people, and you all won't listen to me, the problem with the Democrats and anybody that says I hate him, they're jealous. They're purple and green
wow.
jealous.
Well, David, again, this is another reason why you're the legend, because you just hit on something. There is a ton of jealousy because the Democrats wish they had a candidate that could do what Donald Trump does. Donald Trump walks into a stadium loaded with supporters. Show me one Democrat that can do it. Show me a Republican that can do it. It can't be. It's just not being done. There is no one out there that can do that right now. Biden couldn't draw flies to a... Well, you know the rest of that saying, and I'm going to be nice, but...
To a feedlot.
Yeah, to a feedlot. Here you go. That's being nice. But David, you definitely hit on it. There's a lot of jealousy out there because there's politicians that dream of being able to connect with people like Donald Trump does, and Donald Trump does it instinctively. He does it naturally because there is truth to a millionaire or a blue collar millionaire or a blue collar billionaire, and that's what Donald Trump is. What he is not is an elitist politician. And folks, you've got to understand this, whether you like him or not. You've got to understand that he's not an elitist politician. So when he stands and he does these press conferences like he did yesterday, folks, he was very composed. I hear many of you say, oh, he needs to be more composed and more presidential. Yesterday, he wasn't combative at all. He was very nice, but he pushes back and he won't take crap from these reporters. These reporters are throwing out false narratives. They're trying to create. They're trying to put him in a corner. They want him to say certain things. And they think they can, again, back him into a corner, but he just doesn't allow it to happen because he has good instincts. And they hate it. They really do. So you've got to understand. So yesterday, and this is what I want to get to. Yesterday, I mean, you Democrats and liberals and socialists out there are blowing my emails and Facebook up. Because Donald Trump said that he has all power, or he's all powerful, or whatever, you know, that part of the statement, you know, you're taking part of his statement yesterday. If you listen to the entire statement, he said, I have full power in regards to what's going on right now. And you guys don't want to hear that. But what he is referring to is the National Emergency Act. We have a 50-state National Emergency Act that was declared by the federal government, which means FEMA goes into action. Certain parts of the military – now, the military is not supposed to be used against the American citizen or on our territory, but that's a whole other argument for another day. But when there is mobilization of certain aspects of the military to move equipment – that's the executive branch. FEMA, that's the executive branch. Any parts of moving, oh, let's say stockpiles of ventilators, and you got to move those to a certain state, that's the executive branch. Any of those powers that fall under the national emergency is the sole power of the executive branch. That is what he was talking about. Now, let me point out to you, though, that's not going to satisfy you because you're going to sit here and tell me that he thinks he's a king. So let me point this out. All the way up until last week, the Democrat Party and the media were demanding that Donald Trump be a king. They were demanding that he be a tyrant. They were demanding, let me remind you, because I'm old enough to remember last week and the month before that. Let me remind you, the Democrat Party and the media elite, the media, everyone, all of them, the lamestream media, were demanding that Donald Trump seize companies. They were demanding that he nationalize the oil companies, nationalize the banking industry, nationalize the healthcare industry, nationalize 3M Corporation, nationalize the Ford Motor Company, nationalize the pillow company. They were demanding that he blanketly take over companies. And you know what Donald Trump said? He goes, you know what? There's this thing called the Constitution. Yes, there's a Defense Act. And ladies and gentlemen, please go do your research and read the Defense Act. It does not give the federal government power to go in and seize a company and demand it make a certain number of things and demand that it do it on a dime. There are limits to what the Defense Act does. And Donald Trump, to his credit, said, hey, look, I've got companies reaching out to me. The private sector is reaching out to me on their own. And we're going to be able to work together. We're going to do a partnership. We're not going to nationalize because we can do a partnership. These private companies, the private industry, the private sector, they're stepping up. And what an amazing thing it's been, folks. But yet still, all the way up until this weekend, you've got Democrats, you've got Never Trumpers, you've got establishment Republicans, and you've got the media demanding that Donald Trump be a tyrant and be a king and exert powers that he does not have. But they were demanding it. You people, and when I say you people, I'm talking directly to you Democrats that are friends of mine that are out there on your social media blasting me and you're blasting friends of mine. You're in your little group chats and you're blasting friends and anyone who stands up for the Constitution. You blast them to say the Constitution doesn't matter. We hate Orange Man bad. Well, folks, the Constitution does matter. And many of you are out there telling me and my friends that economics be damned. We don't need an economy. We need to save lives. That's your little go-to, which if you look through the history, do you know how many lives were lost under the guise of saving lives? I mean, you only need to go back to Stalin, Lenin, Mussolini, Hitler. I mean, do I need to recite all the history for you folks who apparently forgot it or never learned it? But when I hear you say that you want to trash the economy, and then the truth comes out, because many of you have told me, well, if we just have a bad enough economy for long enough, that'll be enough to get rid of Donald Trump. So you're telling me you want to hurt innocent Americans, people who, waiters, bartenders, you name it, the car washes, any of these jobs out there that and that people are not going to anymore, so they don't have a job. You're willing to keep them out of work because you don't like Orange Man bad. You're willing to hurt families. There are families lining up for food assistance. There are lines at food banks. Because you don't want these people to go back to work, because you want Donald Trump to lose, and you think a bad economy will do it. David.
Okay, again, you were driving out probably while it was on, but I can't remember whether we've talked about this or not, but the Democrats do have a candidate running for president that's not Biden, and that's Cuomo. It's obvious what he's doing.
Very much.
And if you'd listened to his news conference today, he was, and the reporter that covered it afterwards, I mean, nailed him. But he was saying, you know, I'm governor, and the president has said he has all power and all. He was going into exactly what you were talking about. But Cuomo said, but he can't do it to me because I'm governor. I'm the one that shut everything down, and President Trump can open it back up. I have to be the one that opens it back up. And he was going on and on, but I won't fight with the federal government. Because Trump came through and gave, I mean, he was talking about hypocritical. You could have, it's like, which side are you on? You know,
so in the same sentence.
In the same sentence. And
it doesn't surprise me.
The reporter that was going after him afterwards said, you know, which side's he on? On one side he says, I will not argue with the federal government. Mm-hmm. They've done a hell of a job, and when I needed stuff, Trump came to me, it's illegal. I'm the one that said we'll shut down schools. I'm the one that said we'd shut down businesses, and Trump doesn't have the power to open them back up.
Well, as I said before, and that wasn't exactly what Trump was talking about. Now, on the federal level, Trump issued guidelines and said, we're going to shut this economy down. And on those, he can say, I'm lifting the shutdown, and these are the guidelines. And, of course, states are going to do what states do, and governors have a lot of leeway. I am thrilled to death. Let me say this. I welcome Cuomo to the 10th Amendment. I welcome any of you Democrats out there who suddenly you want to cite the Constitution. Cuomo has no problem destroying the Second Amendment. No problem. But now he wants to, the Second Amendment be damned, but the 10th Amendment he suddenly found. So I welcome Cuomo to his new founding of the 10th Amendment and new respect for the 10th Amendment. And you Democrats out there who are freaking out trying to accuse Trump of being a king because you don't understand what he was talking. Well, maybe you do understand. Maybe you just didn't see the full quote because you watch sound bites and you get your sound bites. I know how it works. But I welcome you all to citing the Constitution. I welcome you all to understanding the 10th Amendment, because when it comes down to it, and what you're going to learn, you guys out there who are mad at a statement that Trump threw out at the media to really rally up the media and get them going, you guys that are mad at that statement, why aren't you mad at the actions of, let's say, the governor of Michigan? This lady in Michigan, you want to see a tyrant in action? You want to see what overbearing government looks like? You want to see what a governor looks like when they think they're a king? Go look at what Michigan. Go look up. Her name is Whitman. I can't remember her name. But the governor of Michigan. You want to see what a tyrant does? Folks, the governor of Michigan has demanded by creed that you cannot go to a store and buy seed. You cannot buy potting soil because you are no longer allowed to grow your own food in Michigan. The governor. On what basis does she gain this authority? She doesn't have it, folks, but she's doing it. They want to arrest joggers. They want to arrest you if you go to your place of worship and you stay in your car because you want to hear maybe the pastor came out and he's standing in the parking lot and there's no one within 6 feet of him. And you're in your car and you got your gloves on, you got your mask on, you got your windows up. The state of Michigan will arrest you. So the governor of Michigan now figures, hey, I can go after religion. And she's doing it, folks. And she's going after joggers. And she's going after, oh, you can't buy a flag. You can't buy an American flag in Michigan right now, according to the governor of Michigan. That's tyranny, folks. That is tyranny. And folks, we'll be right back. You're listening to America's Web Radio On Point with Victor. Don't go anywhere.
If your health insurance premium is more than your mortgage, Ellen Deal with Ideal Solutions is here to help. Whether you're a small business owner, individual family, or baby boomer, email maga45cag@gmail.com and I'll respond with three easy questions to help you determine if you can get away from Obamacare. As a 20-year veteran of the insurance industry, I'm here to help with all your insurance needs. Email Ellen Deal at maga45cag@gmail.com.
Perhaps you are struggling to cope with the disease of addiction. If not, you probably know a family member or friend that needs help in battling the cravings and the personal and professional damage done by the effects of drugs or alcohol. Get a pen and paper and be ready to write down the following. These are the issues that the trained staff at the Atlanta Healing Center address and treat every day. Their doctors and counselors with over 40 years of practice in the field of addiction can treat the suffering individual in a thoughtful, compassionate, and experienced manner and guide him or her along the path to recovery. So call 770-696-9862 and speak to a knowledgeable staff member about how you or your loved one can be helped to enjoy a better and healthier life. More information is also available on the website at www.atlantahealingcenter.com.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Welcome back, folks. This is On Point with Victor. I am Victor Armendariz. Okay, folks, look, I am not mad. I'm just right. And I want you guys to understand, look, many of you Democrats are friends of mine. And the way you get so upset, on the one hand, you tell me you're so compassionate. You constantly remind me that you care about the children. You care about the elderly. You care about the poor. And then you tell me how much you hate a man and his family. Why? Because he disagrees with you? Look, I disagreed with a lot of Obama's policy, but I don't hate the man. In fact, I'd love to meet the guy. I'd sit down and talk to him. I got a lot of questions for him. But his policies? No, I will rail against those policies every day because they were wrong for this country. Maybe they're good for Venezuela. Maybe they're good for Mexico if they want to continue down the socialist line. Hey, maybe the UN, you can have him. but I don't hate the guy. I don't hate any Democrats. But I do highly dislike their policies. And I do, yes, sometimes I might throw out a douche here and a douche there because of the duplicity coming from the Democrat Party, the duplicity that comes from the establishment, the duplicity that comes from establishment Republicans, and the duplicity that comes from the never-Trumpers. Yes, sometimes it will fire me up and it will make me passionate. But I need for you guys out there who are bashing my other friends, because, you know, we're all friends. But those of you out there who want to tell me right now today what a king Trump is being and what an awful Trump is, and you can tell me all these platitudes. Trump's destroying the economy. Trump's done this. Trump's done that. But yet when I ask you for one iota of proof, you can't give it to me. All you can do is call me names or call him names, and then you try to shut down the conversation because you don't want to get into facts. You don't want to admit that in for the past month and a half or so, the media, the Democrats, and the establishment in Washington have been screaming and demanding that Donald Trump seize companies throughout the United States. In all 50 states, you wanted Donald Trump to seize power. Up until this weekend, the media and the Democrats, you were demanding that Donald Trump do a blanket shutdown. You were demanding that Donald Trump shut down all 50 states. You were demanding that he go into the red states and tell the red state governors, you're shutting down. You weren't asking where he was deriving that power from. You didn't care because you want this country shut down. You want the economy shut down. You want Donald Trump. Look, let me get down to the brass tacks here, folks, of what, and many of you Democrats out there, my friends out there, maybe your heart's in the right place and you just don't understand the agenda of the Democrat Party that you so support. The Democrat Party that you will be a sycophant to because you don't like Orange Man Bad. Let me tell you the agenda. Folks, the Democrat Party wants Donald Trump to set precedents. How many times have you guys heard me talk about precedents? Because what's done today to you can be done tomorrow to you and your family and your kids and so on. What's done today to the guy you hate can be done tomorrow to the guy you love. That is precedence. So what's happening in with the media and the Democrats and the establishment Washington demanding up until this weekend, demanding that Donald Trump shut down all 50 states, demanding that he somehow pull out his phone and his pen and shut down all 50 states. You didn't have a problem with that. You were demanding it. You figured he would just invent that power. He's going to pull that power out of his derriere. You wanted him to force all states into home sheltering at home. You want him to do what the lady in Michigan is doing. And Donald Trump said, you know what? We've got a constitution. I don't have that authority. I can put out guidelines and then the state's got to take it from there. You were demanding that, folks. Don't forget. I've got copies of conversations being sent to me and sent to other people of you Democrats saying, we got to shut down the economy. How can you trade lives for the economy? Folks, let me tell you something. We keep this economy shut down and you're going to lose more lives than we lost to this virus. That's just a fact. And now maybe it won't happen as quick, but it'll happen. So here we are all the way up until this weekend. You Democrats out there, the media, the establishment in Washington, demanding that Trump take autonomous power and force states into shelter at home. Look, you don't believe me? Go look up Ezekiel Emanuel. Go look up Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel, who is currently an advisor to forget-me-not Biden. He used to be an advisor to the Obama. He was part of Obamacare to create Obamacare. Go look him up and what he's saying. We must force a shutdown for 18 more months. We must have people sheltering at homes. You must not be allowed to leave. And now look at what the Michigan governor, Democrat Michigan governor, is doing. You can't buy a flag. You can't buy seed. You can't buy potting soil. You can't go to a church parking lot and sit in your car. Maybe you need to be close to your faith. Maybe part of your faith is being close to your church. But you can't do that, according to the Michigan governor. Where is she getting this power from? This is the autonomous power that you were demanding of Trump up until this weekend. But now the media has woken up and they found the 10th Amendment. Now it's all about the states. So look, I welcome you to the 10th Amendment. David, you look like you got a comment.
Can you buy marijuana?
Well, you know, that's coming. So, and you know what? Maybe they need a good hit here or there of some marijuana. But look, folks, you can't have it both ways, as Cuomo was clearly trying to have today. You cannot love the 10th Amendment today and hate it tomorrow. You can't trash the Second Amendment but say, oh, we got to save the 10th. And if you're in the media, you can't love the only one part of the First Amendment. You've got to love all of the First Amendment. So, folks, we've got this thing called the Constitution, and the Constitution is the law of the land. I don't care what the crisis is. You cannot go down the road of trampling on the Constitution in the name of a crisis. You just can't. So please understand, and please do some research, and stop giving me platitudes, and stop believing the sound bites, and or listening to just sound bites, and you've got to divorce yourself from CNN and MSNBC and everything. And I'm going to give you another reason in a minute on why you got to do that. But I want you to understand, you cannot on one hand demand Donald Trump be a tyrant, and then on the other hand, when he calls out the media, demand that he's a tyrant. If you want him to be again, I'm old enough to remember the Obama administration. Now, all of you Democrats out there who are yelling at me and sending me all kinds of comments on what a tyrant and a king Trump is, let me remind you, who was it that said Congress is inactive, Congress not doing their job, so what I'm going to do, I got a pen and I got a phone, and I'm going to use that pen and I'm going to make executive action. I will act because Congress won't act. I didn't hear one of you complain that President Obama, followed by Biden, was trampling over the Constitution and being a tyrant. I didn't hear that. In fact, you praised Obama. The media praised Obama for being a tyrant. Look it up, folks. I'm not making this up. President Obama, he didn't stop there. He also said, now, folks, we got an immigration problem. And we can't wait for Congress. So I'm going to take my pen, and I'm going to take my phone, and I'm going to act, and I'll make executive caveats. Folks, it is very clear in the Constitution, if you'll just take the time to read Article 1 and Article 2, you will see the sole power to for citizen naturalization and for immigration, that sole power lies in with the Congress. The executive branch cannot create immigration law. It cannot. But Obama did it anyway, and none of you had a problem with it. None of you had the character to say, I love Obama, but he's wrong here. None of you had that. Now, let me tell you, because most of you know where I stand when it in terms to the Washington establishment, I will be the first one to stand in line or stand at the podium. I'll be the first one at the ballot box, and I will push back against President Trump if he really were trying to be a tyrant. If Donald Trump comes out and he really does try to exert power that he doesn't have, I'll be the first one to call him out on it, and I'll do it on this show. Because I'm not a sycophant. I don't bow to politics, and I damn sure don't bow to politicians. I don't bow to representatives, people who are serving me. We, the people, have the power per that beautiful document called the Constitution. So I would call out any Republican, any conservative, any Democrat, whoever they are, whether it be Donald Trump or Obama. If they trample on the Constitution, I'm going to call it out. But you won't do that. No. You will sit here and tell me that Donald Trump, orange man, bad. He's a tyrant. But you love Obama. You didn't have a problem when he took out that pen and that phone. And he started making immigration law. And he started laying down, my goodness, the man spent money that wasn't allocated by Congress. You cannot do that. That is not an executive power. Spending packages can only come from the House, not the executive branch, folks. But you didn't have a problem when Obama. You didn't have a problem when the Obama administration dropped $150 million-plus dollars on the runway of Iran, a country that stood by and still to this day says death to America. They chant death to America. And they were doing it while the flight was on its way and while they unloaded the $150 million-plus on the runway to the Ayatollahs of Iran. They were chanting death to America. But you didn't have a problem with that. Oh, no, you didn't have a problem with that. But you got a problem with the one guy who's actually up there saying that we have a 10th Amendment. And the states will decide But no, you can't. Nope, you can't handle it. So, folks, I really, 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 really want you to step back. I asked you guys last week to step back and do a little bit of reflection because you don't let politics consume you. Don't let the Democrat Party consume you. Don't let the Republican Party consume you. Look, you guys know how I feel about establishment Republicans. I really gave Lindsey Graham a hard time last week. I gave McConnell a hard time last week. I gave a lot of Republicans a hard time last week. You need to be able to step back and say, yeah, maybe you're a Democrat, and maybe you think that you're a Democrat by blood somehow, but you got to be able to step back and point out when your party's wrong. Because if you don't, then you really don't have a voice. If you so blindly give your vote to one party, then they will happily abuse it, and then they will take you down with them. I mean, that's a whole nother show I could do, talking about what the Democrat Party has done and the establishment Washington has done to Detroit, to New Orleans, New York, L.A., San Francisco. I mean, folks, I could go on and on pointing out examples. Baltimore. I can go on and on pointing out these cities and the fates of these cities and how they've unbelievably destroyed the black culture. They're trying their damnedest to destroy the Hispanic culture, and then they're taking down anyone else with them, because you can't blame a Republican, folks, because in none of those cities I named, there hasn't been a Republican for 30, 40, 50 years plus. All been ruled by the Democrats. And maybe we'll do a show on that in the future. But, okay. All right, folks, that was a nice little rant. So at least I think it was. And some of your comments, I'm getting good. So thank you again for all you listeners. And look, let me do this. If you're listening on America's Web Radio, if you're listening on or watching on YouTube, thank you so much. If you're watching on Facebook, the America's Web Radio Facebook page, make sure that you subscribe to the YouTube channel. Make sure that you subscribe to On Point with Victor podcast anywhere you get your podcasting. Make sure you friend and like the America's Web Radio Facebook page. It really helps us. Find me on Instagram, Radio Victor. I really could use your likes. It's going to help me, and then when it helps me, it's going to help you. So go to Instagram, Radio Victor, please, and like me. If you don't have an Instagram, start one so you can like me, Radio Victor.
I like you, Victor.
I appreciate that, David.
And I want to throw out again, too, that come tomorrow we've got Sandy Bostic on. He was a former FBI and Homeland Security agent, special agent, and which he had powers that other agents don't have. And he's going to be talking about federal investigations, and he was involved in many of them. He told me something the other day that just absolutely blew my mind, that like with all government agencies, they have the quote-unquote fiscal budget, and they have to meet, and they turn in what they think they're going to need. Well, just thinking about it says, how can you know what you might need when you start an investigation? And Sandy was telling us last week that in many cases, you know, the case had required more money. You know, you might have to have more agents come in, which are going to charge. You might have more this resources, or that, or whatever.
Yeah.
And he would literally have to spend his time going out finding finance to be able to continue and complete his investigation, where he could make a case against whoever it was or whatever it was. So tomorrow should be quite interesting. And then on Friday we have Shi Deru, who is our Kung Fu master. And we're going to start his shows off beginning this Friday with meditation. It'll only be a few minutes, but we'll do meditation and then go into the Kung Fu master's message. And
I think the Democrats listening to me today are going to need some meditation.
They probably, and if they can find it on the shelves, maybe even toilet paper. Who knows?
Yeah, that's right. They're going to need that too.
But you know, we just have so many great shows. Victor's, and we've got Locked and Loaded coming up in a few minutes after Victor's show, and it's just amazing. And I again want to salute our one-star, our General Richard Dix, who's been called back up to active duty because the government realizes that he is the best. He is a logistical expert. And if you don't know what that means getting this over there where they need it, or that over here where we need it, or whatever it is that you need, he's going to make sure you get it. And he will be working with the government task force of or governor's task force of seeing that the governors have what they need to reopen their states. Everything up and down the gambit he will be doing, and it was very interesting that they were talking about logistics on Fox recently, and that's what he's going to be doing. So we take our hats off to him.
Absolutely.
And we look forward to when he can come back and be with us here at America's Web Radio. But if that doesn't give you an idea of the quality of folks we have doing shows, I don't know what we've got. Kung Fu master, that doesn't just happen overnight.
No, it doesn't.
And we've got General Dix, that doesn't just, a general in the Army, that doesn't happen overnight. And then we got Victor. I don't know, that happened overnight.
And we still don't know how that happened.
Mistakes happen, you know, what can I
Everybody's
say?
Everybody's got to make at least one.
Yeah, once in a while. No, folks, we're very proud of our host and proud of Victor and Roger B. And all of them. They make the station, and
we have a good family here. And folks, just like David said, you can find all these shows at americaswebradio.com because you don't want to miss any of them.
No, and if you're sheltered in place, sheltered.
What a great time to listen!
What a great time to listen!
Not only that, you can listen to shows from the past.
Yes, and it's. I was doing that this past Saturday, as a matter of fact, because I do get to listen to most of the shows as they're delivered in many cases. But I went back and listened to some of the ones that I knew were good and I knew were funny, and it's always a hoot having General Dix here and singing his Jodies to start off with. So we have that, then we have Shade the Rue coming on. That's going to be doing meditation.
Like I said, we'll send people to the website, and they can see every show and the time, and let's get. Like David said, when you're at home, sheltered in place, just take a look and start listening. You're going to love these shows, especially on Point with Victor.
And especially, and you can, just like Victor said, you can watch them on our feed as Shi Daru is doing his thing in meditation. So
right.
We'll be doing that Friday. And thank you all. Our hosts make the shows, but our listeners make the station. And we're very proud of the fact that we're one of the largest producing podcast stations in the country. And you may ask what that is. Well, what you see on YouTube right now or Facebook right now, that's called producing. That's called Victor, and he's live and direct from America's Web Radio.
Well, I appreciate it, David. And look, folks, if you need to reach me, you can reach me at victor@americaswebradio.com. But definitely visit the site. It's a great site. You can find all kinds of stuff. And again, victor@americaswebradio.com. All right, let's get back into this. I got a lot more to get to, so let me try and blaze through some of this. Don't worry, though, if we don't finish it all today, you're going to have me next week, and you can join me, and we will continue. But for now,
are you going to bring on that little redheaded girl that sings "Tomorrow, Tomorrow"?
Of course, I just might have to. I can probably do it myself. I can do an impersonation here and there. I did have some requests for Bernie Sanders. I don't know if I can do Bernie anymore. He dropped out of the race. But I'm sure you'll still hear him talking about healthcare. We gotta take over healthcare. So, all right, folks, look, let me get into some of this. I mentioned at the top of the show about CNN and Dr. Fauci and Trump. And let me pull this together for you. But before I do that, if you're looking at the title of the show, I put in there today that I wanted to. Well, I don't even remember exactly, but the lamestream media was a little late to the party, to the breaking news party. if you were watching CBS over the weekend, Catherine Heritage, if you're watching this, she used to actually be, she was a reporter for Fox News, and now she's a CBS. She came on to her show with a scoop or breaking news. And the breaking news she had was the Steele dossier, the Hillary Clinton paid for Steele dossier that they used to begin the FISA warrants, to obtain the FISA warrants. They were all predicated on the Steele dossier. And we now know that they were all false. And they were illegally obtained. These warrants were illegally obtained. Well, they were all obtained because of this dossier called the Steele dossier that was paid for by the Hillary Clinton campaign. Well, the breaking news from Catherine Heritage was, oh, you know, the Steele dossier was wrong. The Steele dossier was a lie. The Steele dossier was fake. It was never vetted. There was no proof that it was all made up. This was her breaking news. And then the real breaking scoop part that she said was the FBI knew about it. The CIA knew about it. Comey knew about it. This was her sudden realization. Ladies and gentlemen, we have known for 3.5 years that the dossier was false, that Comey knew about it, Obama knew about it, Biden knew about it, Hillary Clinton knew about it. McCabe knew about it. Lisa Page knew about it. Peter Stroke knew about it. Clapper knew about it. And Brennan knew about it. They all knew it was fake. Yet they all pushed it so they could do their Russia hoax. Now, I want to welcome Catherine and CBS to reporting what should have been and could have been reported 3.5 years ago, because we all knew that this, it was out there, folks. The truth was out there. But your CNN, your MSNBC, CBS, ABC, NBC, PBS, NPR, and your Democrats, your elected officials supposedly representing you, all of them pushed the false narrative so they could create the false Russia hoax. So, you again, folks, those of you out there who want to continue to call Trump a tyrant, you need only look to your mainstream media and to your Democrat Party and establishment Republican Party and to the Never Trumpers. It's just laughable. It's laughable to see this weekend Catherine Heritage has come out and say that she had a scoop on breaking news that the FBI and the CIA and all those people I named knew that the Hillary paid for Steele dossier was fake. I guess better late than never. I'm glad that they're catching up. So, all right. Let me get into a little bit now. Folks, let me talk. Gosh. The other thing that happened the other day, this weekend, I believe it was Sunday, was CNN, I think it was Jake Tapper, was interviewing Dr. Fauci. Now, look, I'm not going to impugn Dr. Fauci. The guy's been around for 30, 40, 50 years. The guy's worked in just about every administration since maybe Carter or maybe before. The guy knows his stuff. The guy is a unbelievable infectious disease doctor. I mean, the guy knows his stuff. So I'm not trying to impugn him. But I will call him out when he's wrong. And I'll call him out when he lets himself get sucked in by CNN. He ought to know, or he should have known, that CNN's not going to be straightforward and honest. CNN has an agenda, folks, and it isn't your health. Their agenda is get rid of Trump, which many of you Democrat friends of mine who want to hurt people by killing the economy, you want to hurt people because you want to get rid of Donald Trump so bad. These are you guys I'm talking to now. Let me tell you what CNN did. So CNN interviewed Dr. Fauci Sunday, and I believe it was Jake Tapper. And Jake Tapper starts, you know, if we had have listened to your recommendations on the third week of February, could we have saved lives? Now, look, I'm condensing this. I'm putting this because of time constraints. But you can look it up yourself. But Jake Tapper, I'm sure it was him, CNN, talking to Dr. Fauci, and this was their question. do you believe if we had a listen? No, if Trump had have listened to your recommendations on the by the third week of February. Now follow my timeline, folks. By the third week of February, had we listened to you, Dr. Fauci, could we have saved lives? In fact, they didn't say could we. Wouldn't we have saved lives? You know, they're leading Dr. Fauci, and he allowed himself to be led. And then Dr. Fauci gives an answer, well, of course, common sense. If you engage in common sense and you had a started mitigation sooner, then maybe more lives could have been saved. It's a logical thing to process. What CNN didn't tell you is the proper timeline. And what Dr. Fauci wasn't about to stop. And now, look, maybe Dr. Fauci didn't remember. The guy's got a lot on his mind. But you know what, folks? I'm here to remind you of the Fauci timeline and the whole mitigation timeline. So let's jump right into this, folks. January 21st. Okay, let me back up a minute. First of all, and this is where a lot of your anger needs to be, is on China. China hid the fact that there was an outbreak. And then when we learned of the outbreak, China lied about the details of the outbreak. China was running around saying there was no human-to-human contagion, that it wasn't human-to-human contagion. I will get it out, folks. Bear with me. That's what China was saying. So they were giving out bad information. Come January 7th or so, we get our first case here in the United States. And I think we got a few more cases going in to, by the time we get to mid-January. On January 21st, Dr. Fauci, and I quote, "The coronavirus is not a major threat to the people of the United States. This is not something the citizens should be worried about." January 21st, folks, are you following me here? January 21st, the exact time period, well, at least around the time period that you had the media over the weekend try and tell you that Trump was not prepared. Trump dropped the ball. Trump didn't know what he was doing. Trump this and Trump that. Follow me. January 21st, Dr. Fauci, "The coronavirus is not a major threat to the people of the United States. This is not something the citizens should be worried about." All right? That's a direct quote from Dr. Fauci, January 21st. Now let's move to January 26th. January 26th, Dr. Fauci, "The American people should not be worried or frightened by this. It is a very, very low risk to the United States." He said this on, I believe it was Cat's Roundtable, hosted by John Katamatidis, something like that. You can look it up. You can look it up. January 26th. Dr. Fauci, "The American people should not be worried or frightened by this. It is a very, very low risk to the United States." Those are Dr. Fauci's words. Now, let me move on a little bit. The story was from March 9th in Forbes. If you want to look up Forbes, March 9th in February. I believe it was the last week of February. Dr. Fauci, again, this is in February, I believe the fourth week of February. Dr. Fauci, "If you are a healthy young person, there is no reason, if you want to go on a cruise ship, go on a cruise ship." Folks, that's Dr. Fauci, okay? Are you listening to me here? That was from the end of February. Now, let me back up a little bit. February 17th, and this was from USA Today, Dr. Fauci, "Risk of coronavirus in the USA is minuscule. Skip the mask and wash your hands." February 17th, Dr. Fauci, "Risk of coronavirus in the United States is minuscule. Skip mask and wash your hands." That same day, Dr. Fauci, "Skip mask unless you are contagious. Don't worry about catching anything from Chinese products, and certainly don't avoid Chinese people or restaurants." That's Dr. Fauci from February 17th. Now, February 29th. "Right now, at this moment, there is no need to change anything you're doing on a day-by-day basis. Right now, the risk is still low." That is Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci on February 29th. "The risk is still low." Now, let me remind you, who did something about this back on January 30th and shut down travel from China? President Donald J. Trump. So you tell me who dropped the ball, folks. Tell me what advice was being told throughout February, all the way to the end of February. All right, folks, that's all I got time for. I got to stop here. You stay tuned. Up next is Locked and Loaded with Roger B. Listen, tune in next week for On Point with Victor, and I will go through some more of this timeline. Thanks so much, folks. I love you. We'll be back next week.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.